Namaste to you. Genuinely, with heartfelt fullness, bowing each of us to one another. Namaste. And feel already what that has done to body, speech, and mind, emotions, and sense of self. And feel that with genuineness, there is also warm-heartedness. And there is a peacefulness, a gentility with genuineness. Feel the loving kindness. Again, warm-hearted. Namaste. And we call to heart and mind others that we know and have affection for, friends, family, neighbors, colleagues. Namaste. With gratitude and appreciation, reverence, namaste. With benevolence in our heart and mind, we bow to those that we don't agree with, those we might have, not pleasant thoughts about, or don't like their actions or their words, or whatever. But with genuineness and benevolence, we bow. Because I know I get confused about this or that. I hold certain ideas, quite strongly. And so honoring that fact within myself, I don't always abide in equanimity. So honoring that, owning that, genuine about that, then I look to those that I don't agree with, that I wish they'd see things differently. I wish they'd act differently, think differently, and bow. Bow to them as teachers, bow to them as opportunities to practice my practice, to be reminded of practice. Bow to them for many opportunities, and bow to them as human beings, and bow genuinely. Namaste. And return to ourself. Namaste. Bowing to the inner essence. And in the same way with the other categories of human beings, we honor. Yes, it's a dualistic honoring. But it also is an invitation to ourself, to our sense of self, always to align to genuineness, align with warm-heartedness with ourself, to be kind, to be gentle, open, and open-minded with ourselves, because those are the qualities of essence of being, qualities of heart essence and luminous mind. Namaste. We bow with genuineness to all animals in every environment, including under the soil and invisible beings like microbes, viruses, etc., in the air. And we bow admitting this amazing plethora of shape and size and quality, quantity of how emptiness and form, emptiness and shape, emptiness is in fact the mother of abundance. Mother of variety and diversity, we bow with wonder and amazement. Namaste. And with gratitude, appreciation to all the plants. Again, every shape and form in the seas, on land. Namaste. And call to mind where you are, because spring is springing. How that makes you feel, that the plants and the birds returning and migrating and coming up out of the soil, the songs and the colors, the shapes of a new life. All of that, how that makes each of us feel it genuinely, honor it. Namaste. And we bow to Mother Earth and sit with that. And after the mind settles with the Mother Earth, how amazing. Truly our mother, born from her, we will return to her again and be born again out of the substance of our Mother Earth, who provides everything from air to water to food to beauty to scent and sounds to gravity under our feet and solidity and stability. Truly again, out of emptiness comes everything. From every mother comes everything. And with all that honoring, we will enter meditation, breathing in this gift from our mother, breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings and our Mother Earth. And wish for all beings, all causes of happiness, genuine heart happiness. And we wish for all beings the ending of all causes of suffering, and thus all suffering, because people come to the heart, and all beings live from the heart and heart essence of the mind. And that we do that with ourselves as well, and our choices, and our thoughts, and our actions, and our words. And we dedicate ourselves to benevolence, to warm-heartedness. Benevolence. For the benefit of all beings. Love you all. Namaste. Create your day.